cockles all over town. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Paul. So good to see you.
You know, I think we spoke about potholes before, but
I feel like we did.
But I don't care. We're going to talk about them again.
I told you that I had a ton of blowouts, and you said they were actually just my fault because I'm a terrible driver.
Well, that's true.
I'm a terrible driver, but I also had blowouts because of potholes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're feeling better Tuesday.
I know. I was getting all worked up over the produce because I told you it really happened. I had bad produce customers.
Okay. Right. But you're okay now. You're okay.
If I talk about it, I will get worked up.
All right, so
I'm not
going to
talk about it. I told you I was going to tell the corn husk stories, but I'm not going to because I saw that it got you angry to see me so worked up. So
right.
I'm not going to go there because I know we have a special guest today.
We do.
Yes.
But before that,
yes?
I wanted to tell, I did go get my taxes done. So
oh.
If anybody needs to get their taxes done.
Yes.
I went to a place.
Special good accountant.
A special good accountant right off of Main Street.
Fantastic.
My friend recommended him.
Good experience.
It was an interesting experience. I can use the word interesting, right?
Okay,
I'm not saying freak.
That's not disparaging.
Right? Exactly. It's
right.
Okay.
We don't want to call people freaks unless
okay.
they really are freaks and okay. we don't want to recommend
he
them.
He was an interesting character.
That's
is that okay?
I think interesting character, though, maybe sounds like someone to stay away from. Are we recommending him or
well,
are we telling people
let
to
me
stay
tell
away?
You, he
okay.
is a great accountant.
Okay.
I have more money coming back this year than ever before.
Excellent.
And his storefront, he not only is an accountant, he
okay.
is also a minister.
Oh.
So you go in and sit in a pew and
get
he
a little
does your
spirituality.
Exactly. Well, you know, for me, seeing crosses all over the place, I didn't know quite what to do at first, but I got a lot of money back, so
now,
it worked
see,
out
I
well.
When I see crosses, I don't even think spirituality. I think Madonna. I think
oh, is that it?
Life is a mystery.
Six bars or less, don't forget.
Everyone must
That's
stand.
It. No more.
Alone, but if you separate them,
is that okay?
Right? Yeah.
So yeah. So I recommend if you're looking for an accountant,
okay.
there is the guy in town.
Accountant and a little Catholicism.
And, correct. If you
now,
need to confess.
So it's not spirituality. It's full on Catholicism.
Full on.
Okay. So
full
you can
on.
Confess. You can get your what is it?
Like I don't know. I'm
Father,
not a
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
I'm not a Catholic, so I don't know. Is,
so
it, is that
I'm
what you can do?
A Jew too, but I don't like how you're so like myopic with your
you're
only
You're a Jew
Judaism.
With the name Katie?
I'm a Jew with the name Katie. I'm
okay.
like a
I'm
Lady
just checking.
Gaga Jew.
Gotcha, okay.
I'm, is she Jewish? I'm like a...
Stephanie Giamonte.
I'm going to say no.
right.
I'm like a... No, I don't like how you're so myopic with the Judaism. You're one of those Jews who only knows Judaism, don't you? Didn't you ever go with one of your Catholic friends and sit there and do the Father, Son, Holy Spirit? I know all the religions.
I don't know any religions.
That's not good.
Not even Judaism,
See,
I don't know.
See, you got to know all of them. You got to be like, you got to go to a church, right? You got to go to a church and like taste the wafer. You've got to go on Christmas Eve. You got to know all of it. I know all of them.
You do?
Yes. Of course.
Wow.
I'm like a...
Look, what can I...
You've got to be a student of the
world.
You're
a woman of the world.
Yes, I'm a woman of the world.
Not a student, you're a woman of
the
world.
I've gotten down on one knee. I've put the wafer in my mouth. I've tasted all the religions,
Oh, I'm
Paul.
Sure you've gotten down.
I have. I have tasted all of the religions.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I have. Right. I've taken the sacraments...
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to chastise you.
You
Let
are.
Me take
you're
it down
yelling at me.
I'm not, but like.
Is this because I said something prior to us recording? You're yelling at me now.
Oh, because you called me fat. Let's just tell the listeners.
I did not call you fat.
You guys, Paul, in a thinly veiled way, well, fatly veiled way, called me fat.
I did not call you fat.
Okay, so here's
you
what
said,
happens.
You said, guys, go ahead.
Guys, listeners, community. Whatever time it is, we're a little late to record. It may or may not be my fault. It's partially my fault.
Shocking.
You know how sometimes Paul gets here and finds me passed out on the couch because I've had a late night the night before. So we're a little late. That being said, I hadn't eaten. That being said, I just tried to take a bite of a bar. And Paul says, oh, yeah, I see you're withering away over there. Now, you tell me. Is that a fat joke?
No.
What is that?
It's a joke that said you don't need to eat right now. We have a guest patiently waiting
we
on the phone.
We do have a guest patiently waiting.
And you were making mouth noises with the food
I
in your mouth.
I was making mouth noises, which I'm conscious of because I do have a son with a bad case of misophonia. If you don't know what that is, that's mouth noises. Look it up. Google it. It's a serious illness and people poo-poo it. You're withering away over there. Let's just say, community, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. Any single people in the community, any divorced people in the community, if you're going on a date with a gal and you want to impress her, Don't say, I see you're withering away over there when she's about to take the bread at the restaurant.
Well, now you can see why I have an XXXX wife.
Right.
Now
well, you're you so lucky she got back together with you.
I know.
I'm making comments like, don't eat the bread because I see you're withering away over there.
I did not say that. What I said was, well, we have a very important guest.
We do have a very important guest we're about to get to. But anytime a gal is about to stick some food in her mouth, guys, I just suggest you don't say, yeah, I see you're withering away over there. Because you might not mean it as a fat joke. We're all going to take it that way. Thank you. PSA. Okay. Back to Paul.
Okay. You going to eat some more now or no?
No, because I don't want to give anyone with misophonia any mouth noises. And I'm thoughtful like that.
Thank
I think
you.
Of others' feelings.
Going to guest. Our guest. As I said, there are potholes all over town.
Potholes.
You have to serpentine everywhere in this town in order not to get blowouts. You've gotten a lot of blowouts,
hashtag,
as you said.
Great word, serpentine.
You like that.
Okay.
So anyway, so you're serpentining all around.
Yes.
I know you said you've gotten two blowouts. You claim it's because of the potholes. I'll believe that as it may. I have driven with you once or twice before, and it's debatable whether it's the potholes and or
not
the driving.
Not the best driver. Confession at the accountant, not the best driver.
So what I wanted to do is,
yes,
I take walks in the morning on my community watch.
Yes.
And I often meet up with this gentleman.
Oh, you've told me about this gentleman.
He's an older guy. He's lived in the neighborhood for 50 years. He knows everything
in
the neighborhood.
I'm so excited. He's the guy you booked today?
Yes.
You didn't tell me who the surprise guest was. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And so, you know, he is...
It's your walking partner?
It's my walking partner on the street.
I can't.
And, you know, we do community watch together.
Oh, cool.
He is always dressed for winter, no matter the
Aww,
time of year.
What a
it's
sweet
actually
guy.
Nice.
Oh,
he knows
so
everybody. So, do you want to, are you there? Can you hear me? I know you're on a home phone right now, but can you hear me?
Yeah, God damn it, I can hear you.
Yeah, he's there. He is.
What's your name?
My name is Peter.
Peter.
And you should
Peter.
Both know it.
Peter,
yeah,
Paul.
Peter.
And almost Mary, because I'm a virgin.
Right.
But it's Peter, Paul,
well, why
and
don't
Katie.
We just stop this fucking bullshitting and get right to the issue at hand?
This is why I love this
he's
guy.
He's so direct.
He's the one person who curses more than I do.
I love it.
What are you wasting time for? We're talking here not about a pothole. We're talking about a crater. It blew out the front right tire on my Buick. And I've written a city council of Townport. I don't even get a frickin' response. Let me tell you something. The president, President Trump, announced it was Infrastructure Week. He announced it like 60 times it was infrastructure. It's been Infrastructure Week for the last 2 years. And here, where is the infrastructure? What's happening? Why can't red-blooded Americans fix a frickin' pothole?
So this is who I walk with. Can you believe that this is
amazing.
What's going on? So
amazing.
Yeah. So the pothole. Now, Peter, you told me you measured it. How did you go out and measure it? Because it is in the middle of that main, you know, the middle of Tor Road there. How did you go out and do that?
Yeah, well, I can't tell you how deep it is, but I did see a white rabbit running down the street jumping down. So it's got to be pretty deep down there. Maybe Alice is on the other end. But the thing is wide enough that it could fit the whole front end of my Buick down there. I had to get a jack to lift it up to come out. Now, I don't understand how a place like Townport, which used to be a civilized place back in the Ozzie and Harriet days, you know, when you'd see well-behaved, well-dressed little kids. Now you see these brats and they're screaming and they're walking around with their iPhones and taking pictures of me when I'm trying to take a piss behind that old building over there.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that. There is an abandoned building by us.
Okay.
And, you know... Peter and I'm not quite as an advanced age as Peter,
right.
But he's told me whenever I need to go pee, that's where he goes and pees, right behind that building. Okay. So he's useful.
Yeah.
Wait until you are my age, Buster.
Right.
You know what it's like? You gotta get up 6, 7, 8 times a night to go take a little Aww. Piss in the bathroom. So when I'm walking down the street and I gotta go, you know what we used to say in the old days? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
So let me ask you a question.
Peter.
What have you heard back from the town? Anything at this point? I know you wanted to come on and talk about it, but has the town given you any information?
No, I haven't got a letter back. I haven't got a visit. I haven't got a response at all. And that goddamn crater out there, it's like a frickin' meteorite hit the middle of the street. Holy. I mean, come on. Nobody's even responding to it.
Yeah, wow. It's on, you know, you don't know it's on our side of town. You don't live on our side.
Wow.
You know, she lives on the other side of town, so she has no idea what's going
on. Wait, so can I just ask you, so you're saying you've written the Townport Town Council many times and no response at all?
Are you kidding me? I send them a letter every frickin' week. Do I get one response? I get nothing. I mean, I don't know what's going on with this town council. Do we have a town council? Maybe it's all just a sham. Maybe it's something we all sort of like imagine that there's a town board town council, but there's really nothing there. Have you ever seen this town board town council? I haven't seen it. Peter, I haven't seen it.
Peter, I've gone to the town council meetings. Have you ever gone to one of the town council meetings and tried to ask them a question live?
I went over there the other day, and there was nobody there.
What?
I'm going to ask Peter a question.
Okay.
The schools are falling apart in town, and now the roads are falling apart. So I came up with an idea that got me thrown out of the school board meeting. But let me ask you what you think about this.
I want to hear what Peter thinks about this idea that Paul
This is
had.
What I'm proposing.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of moms in this school district— In order to raise money for the school and to fill in the potholes, my suggestion is we have a middle-aged mom wet t-shirt contest. What do you think about that, Peter? Was that something that would interest you?
I think we could raise more money if we had a young mom wet t-shirt contest.
Well, you've seen the town.
Well, there's some young moms. Maybe we can convince some of the young moms to do it, too.
Yeah.
All right.
But some of the moms are middle-aged. But listen, the moms take good care of themselves here, Peter, don't you think?
The moms?
Yeah.
The dogs are well taken care of. There's a dog everywhere you go. They're shitting all over everybody's lawn. They're running around. It's like a frickin' jungle out there. Why don't we take some of these dogs and throw them in the pothole?
Wow.
Well, I thought you were going to say the dogs should do a wet t-shirt contest.
Well, maybe that's your thing.
Right. You see, this is who I walk with. Now you know why I enjoy walking with this guy. I'm always entertained. You know, Peter, Katie over here is our investigative team. So what I'm going to do is hook the two of you up at the end of this show, and she's going to go over with you to City Hall and see if we can get something done about this pothole.
Let me tell you something. This used to be a decent place to live. And not to coin a phrase, but I'm going to start making red hats that say, "Make Townport Great Again."
Maybe we can
raise money by selling hats like that.
You think so?
I think we could.
Better than having a bunch of old yentas running around with groupie tits and wet
He's
shirts.
He's the best guest ever. He's the best guest ever.
Well, okay, maybe you have convinced me that the middle-aged mom wet t-shirt contest isn't a great idea, although anytime I see wet t-shirts, I think it's a good idea, but that's just me.
Wait, I like this idea of the hats.
The hats? You want to make Townport great again?
Yeah. Can we just go on about the hats again? Do you think we should make them red? Or should they be different? Yeah.
They stand out when they're red.
But is that because you're a fan of those other hats or no?
No. I think what the hell? You know, we'll piggyback on the popularity of that. In fact, maybe we could wear them and march around and go, "When does Infrastructure Week begin? Come on! We've heard it so many times. Oh, it's Infrastructure Week. Oh, no, that was last week. Now it's Infrastructure Week. When is Infrastructure Week going to start?"
Okay, so what you're saying is if I have these hats made up, when we go on our walks, you'll be wearing it and I'll be wearing it and we'll march down the street together? How does that sound?
No, yeah, man, maybe we could get a bunch of droopy-titted old ladies in wet t-shirts to wear them, and that'll make it even more popular.
I'll wear a hat. I'll wear one of those hats. I'll even buy one.
You will?
Yeah, I'll buy one. Who am I supporting?
They could wear them on their tits. Just hang them like this, you know?
I'll wear them on my tits, too. What the hell? Well. To support my own show. Wait, is the money going to community news? Or is it going to town port?
To town port.
Oh, so wait.
He doesn't care about community news.
He's going to clean up the potholes. Yeah. And the dog.
Wait, so Peter, if I buy the hats, I'm slow. Am I going to be supporting town port or this show community news?
No, Townport.
He doesn't care about community news.
Well, he cares about community news because he's your walking buddy.
Maybe we could have a public urinal put in front of that old abandoned house in the back. You know? like they have in, I was once in Paris, they have these things, pissoirs. Did you ever hear a pissoir?
Wait, you know, Peter, I want to hear.
Inside a little green building, and then you pull out your schlong and you do your thing there. And that's, anybody can go into a pissoir. Well, if you're a man, I guess. Yeah, I don't know about women.
I thought, isn't that what the porch is back there? Basically an American version of a pissoir? I mean, that's what you told me.
It is, but, you know, these kids that are allowed to run loose with their iPhones, they're always back there trying to get a picture of my schlong. It's really sickening.
Peter, I have so many questions. First of all,
I'm going to be carted off standing next to R. Kelly.
Peter, how many times have you been in Paris?
In Paris? I was there once.
Just one time?
Yeah. Just for the pissoir he went.
Just one time?
Yeah, I was there once. I was at the service and I went there.
Oh, you seem like a man who would have traveled there more than once, first of all.
I know. I'm very sophisticated.
I wanted to tell you you're sophisticated, but when I told the consignment store owner he was sophisticated, he thought I was blowing smoke up his ass, and I don't want to do that again. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, buttering someone up. My second question is, do you know R. Kelly, his music?
No, I don't know him at all, but I know he's a child molester, and I know these little brats are coming back there trying to take pictures of my schlong and put it on Twitter.
I'm so jealous that Paul gets to walk with you. You know everything. You're so worldly. I'm so jealous Paul walks with you every day.
And you see, he calls them brats like I do.
Like you do. I see why you walk with this guy. He's amazing.
You see?
He knows everything going on in the town and in the news.
All right, Peter.
I've been to Quezon, have you?
I've not been to Quezon. Yeah, Peter, well, can I join you and Paul for your walks? You are like the coolest guy ever. I want to walk with you guys.
Sure. And we'll all wear our hats. Make Townport great again.
Make Townport great again. I love it.
Make Townport. Peter, thank you for coming on the show. And what we'll do is I'll hook you up with Katie at the I-Team. She's going to help you. Anytime you have a grievance, you're more than welcome to come on our show. It's open airwaves here.
Well, you're an amazing guest. You are so funny. We need to have you on. So you have so much to say. It's amazing. And there's so much I want to ask you. And I want to go on walks with you.
You're damn right I do. You're damn right.
We're going to keep making Townport great.
I love it. Make Townport great again.
As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, I'm Katie. We love you, community.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
Take care.